Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Welcome to the Fun and Games Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What is up, Fun and Games family? Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Fun and Games podcast, where Wednesdays are our favorite day. Quick little shout out to Gymshark for making today's episode possible. We are here in Miami with the one, the only, Lauren Giraldo.
Hello.
Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Yeah, you ate.
I did it. I'm so proud of myself. Okay, bye. End of episode. We're here today for your entertainment for your 12, 3:30 girlies. We're going to dish some tea from Lauren, but we're also going to talk a lot about motherhood, a lot about what it's like being a mom, and just chat all girly things, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
If you're on the treadmill right now, she told me that she usually doesn't film video.
I don't.
But I'm like, when I'm personally doing 12, 3:30 and I'm watching my podcast, like I need to watch my podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not a people watcher at the gym, so if I'm podcasting with audio only, then I'm people watching and I'm like, stop.
That is such a good point.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
I hate even being perceived as a people watcher in the gym. I don't even want to give somebody the chance. I literally, I'm like zoned in. I'm like, no.
You're like hat and sunglasses face down.
No.
No.
Not that dramatic. I just don't want to get caught slipping. Like, I hate when you're like either on the treadmill or doing lifting something and you accidentally lock eyes with literally anyone. Like, that makes me want to drive home.
Yeah. No, I hate the accidental eye contact.
Yeah.
You're like across on the lap pull down and you're like.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm very this? Like phone. If I can have a phone video on, I'm,
let's do it.
I'm locked in.
Love that. I feel like people, that's why they love to tune into your YouTube too.
Yes.
I love it. Go ahead and give a little introduction of yourself for anybody who doesn't know who you are, but.
Hello. Hi, my name is Lauren. Oh gosh, I have been posting some sort of video on the internet for like 10 years. I started on Vine. I grew up here in Miami. Welcome. She just got off the plane.
Fresh off the plane.
I grew up here in Miami and I got started doing the whole internet thing when I was, I want to say like 15 years old on Vine.
Oh my gosh. You're Vine.
Vine.
You're an OG.
OG.
Was it like a first Vine that just popped off for you? I need to know. How, I probably have seen it. Yes? No?
I don't think it was one. I think it was all of, like all, just the whole of the whole thing. Yeah.
All of your Vine? So,
it's just like banger after banger. I've been on the internet for so long, like literally so many years. And now I'm back. I'm back in Miami, back where I grew up. I'm a mother now.
Yeah.
And I'm still on the internet, which is so much fun. It's like my favorite thing ever of life. And I've been doing it for like 10 years, which is just nuts.
That is so crazy to think about. Do you think it's changed so much since when you first started the internet?
It feels very much like when I was first starting, it felt like there was a handful of people doing it. And then like slowly the handful grows and then people come in, people come out, like different people are posting, being consistent. And now I feel like everybody is on their content game. TikToks, Reels, YouTube videos, blogs, podcasts. Everybody's got one. And that's, it's cool. So I mean, it definitely makes it more challenging as a creator because now your competition is everyone, but it's also in the best way possible.
Yeah.
Because now everybody's making content, so there's all this different types. Like, it's just so much. Like, everybody, even like, I don't know, I feel like everybody's so on it with the content, especially now, like 2024, everybody's on. and it's fun. Like, I don't know, it's more exciting. Because there was a couple of years there where I was posting on YouTube and I felt like, I'm a content creator, like I'm like posting, but it felt like, I felt like isolated in that. I felt like one of few.
Okay, yeah, and now it's definitely more widely accepted. Like, you go somewhere and people have their vlogging cameras out,
or yes,
people are just filming a TikTok. It's out there now, so
yeah,
you feel a little bit less lonely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I feel like before it was very like young to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was young to make TikToks. It was young to make YouTube videos, and now really it's everyone.
Everybody's doing it, and there's a space for everybody.
Yeah,
nice. That's really cool. Lauren, let's chat about some tea. Let's open it up. I feel like a lot has happened with you recently.
Yeah.
Moved. Became a wife. I want to hear a lot about the wedding. Can we talk about the wedding?
Yeah, absolutely.
How was it with dress fittings? Because you had a little bump. How could you predict like where you would be for the wedding day? Or did you shop close to it?
I remember like the wedding was the biggest thing in my mind for the year.
Okay.
I was like, this is my thing of the year. Like, this is the event of the year. Like, this is what this year is.
Yeah.
Getting my body snatched.
Oh.
Getting my ducks in a row. Like, just very much like it is wedding prep. Like, that was my vibe. And then I found out I was pregnant. And it's like I almost forgot about the wedding.
Okay.
In the best way. I feel like I enjoyed the day 50 times more because I wasn't like, this is the biggest thing in my life right now, because it really was not the biggest thing in my life right now. Like, I have a whole ass baby cooking. Like, I had bigger fish to fry. So it took a lot of the pressure away from the wedding.
That's cool.
And it really allowed me to be more present. I told you earlier, but I was sober. Like, I definitely would have been crazy party mode had it not been for that, for the wedding. And I feel like in retrospect, that definitely happened probably for some sort of reason. I probably would have blacked out and done some dumb shit in front of my entire family.
You're like, I'm actually glad I really enjoyed that sober.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. It was good though. And then for the dress fittings, I ordered an Amazon belly bump that was sticky.
Oh, so you would try it on with the sticky bump?
Just, I think I ordered a 6-month belly because I just did the math.
Wait, that's cute.
Put it on. 6 months is so cute.
Yeah.
6-month belly is gorge.
So gorge.
Because it's big, but it's not big enough to really compete with your ass.
Yes. So you're not blowing things out of proportion.
Yeah. You've it's not like, like the butt's still bigger.
Yeah. And you're filling out like up top too. You're just kind of like, and the glow.
It's just like so womanly. Like,
oh, I love it.
Yeah. It was giving. Like, I honestly loved being a pregnant bride. I thought it was sexy. Like, I did bikini. We did, like, bikini stuff, like, boat days, whatever. And I'm, like, in my bikini belly, like.
You're, like, sexy belly.
Yeah.
I love the perspective you have on pregnancy and motherhood and just owning that. Because I feel like a lot of people would maybe be a little self-conscious or even a little worried, especially if it was, like, oh, we're pregnant, but, oh, we're trying to get married. It's kind of one of those things. So
yeah.
I think you're really cool. And you're somebody to look up to about that. Truly.
I mean, being so for real, like 9 months, I did want to go into hiding. Like, I didn't.
But you do.
Yeah. No, but I didn't go into hiding. Yeah. I wanted to. But yeah, I think like, I don't know. Because I would always imagine like, what am I going to be like pregnant, right? Like before you get pregnant, aren't you like?
Always.
Damn.
And people, I feel like, are always so scared.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you had any of those feelings like before, you know, you think about getting pregnant? Were you like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to do this. I'm a little bit scared. Like, what were some of those fears before
really,
getting pregnant?
Really niche, but do you remember that one picture of Kim Kardashian on the Met Gala red carpet in the flower dress?
Yes.
I don't know why I thought that was gonna be me like all the time.
Yes.
Oh no.
Like, I remember just seeing that and being like, she's my height. That's gonna look like that every single day of my pregnancy.
Oh my
and not
gosh.
That it was bad. I just that's literally what I pictured.
Yeah, I understand that.
But then you realize that pregnancy really is 9 months. Ten. And but only like two of them you're like really uncomfortably like, I never even got like really the swollen feet or anything to the point where it was like practically not comfortable.
Yeah.
But it is not comfortable that 9 months.
It does get uncomfortable, but I think it's so hard because I know like everybody's pregnancy is so different.
Yeah.
But I've only heard like negative things about pregnancy.
Yeah.
It was like, you're going to lose yourself. You're going to lose your body. You're going to, you know, you're giving up your career. Like, your life is over. Your husband's not going to want you anymore. You're going to ruin your relationship and your marriage and like all this kind of stuff. Just negative talk toward pregnancy, toward having kids. And it really scared me. So when I got pregnant, I was like, oh my gosh, like what's going to happen? But I was like actively fighting that. I was like, I feel like if you go into it with a positive mindset, like it is what you give.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm gonna enjoy this and we're gonna rock it. We're gonna kill it. We're gonna make the most of this.
And it is enjoyable. Like objectively speaking, like as scary as it is, I think once you surrender, that's like what I learned how to do with my body in general. I have a different view of my body now too. You learn how to surrender. Cause it's like, once you realize like, what am I gonna do? It's like either, it's all a mental game.
Yeah.
So once you choose to surrender and you're just like, all right, whatever happens, happens. Like I, even with my body now, like after pregnancy, whatever, I'm like, what's in my control is in my control, but what I can't control, like I fully surrendered and that's like fabulous.
Wait, that's so cool.
Cause like, I don't know, after you gave birth, aren't you just like especially like those first 2 weeks after you gave birth.
Yeah.
I was like,
Lauren, what is that good with that bad?
No.
You're just like you're unwell?
I was those first 2 weeks.
You're just not okay.
Nah.
No.
Those first 2 weeks are crazy.
Nobody talks about them.
No. And like if you're pregnant right now, just like
prepare.
Girl, those first 2 weeks.
It does get better.
It gets fabulous. It's fine.
But
it's
no,
literally
the first
2 weeks.
Okay, the first 2 weeks aren't talked about a lot. Shall we enlighten this? Talk about it? Just the pain? I feel like they call it the fourth trimester because...
Yeah, the baby needs to... It's not even about the baby, though.
No, it's about you. The fourth trimester is about you as a mom after having had a child, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a cow. Like, I was a cow. I'm just like every 2 hours, I'm giving milk. So I felt like a legit.
Yeah. Like your body's not your own and you already shared your body during pregnancy.
Yeah.
So.
And then it's like, I don't know, something about the breastfeeding like really made me like sweat and nonstop.
Honestly, it's been a while, but I definitely feel like I was sweaty too. Like I don't feel like myself at all though.
Yeah.
Like. Mentally, physically, emotionally, like hormones are all over the place. Your uterus is shrinking again. So like you have bad cramps, but like you're not sleeping.
Gushing blood
and leaking and hurting down there.
So
and just,
bad. So bad.
Ooh! Yeah.
No, it's like.
But you've made it.
Yeah. And it gets fabulous.
You're a fresh mommy. I just love you so much for that.
Yeah. It's so nice. Like it really like after those 2 weeks, it gets so nice. And even the first 2 weeks are nice. It's just physically it's
tiring and it's tough. You just lay on the couch and hold your little.
Yeah. And you're like, I was like scared to even think about what was going on downstairs. Didn't want to look, didn't want to touch, didn't want to do anything. Like I remember showering with just like even the shower head and I'm like, I'm not even gonna look, I'm not even gonna think about it. We're just gonna, woo, we're done.
Yeah.
It's freaky.
Yeah.
It's freaky. But then once your body does all that and then honestly like heals itself and repairs itself and then you're like nothing, you're like, wait, I surrender.
Yeah.
Like nothing, like we're good. I don't know.
I love that. I think that's definitely a good takeaway I'm taking.
Yeah.
I surrender.
Yeah.
How do you feel like your mind and feelings about like your body before you were pregnant? How do you feel about yourself now? Like, do you feel like your mindset has shifted around?
I have a different view on the whole thing. Like I respect it.
Yeah.
In such a different way. Like my body means so much more now. Cause I mean, before it's like, if I look at it and I'm like, yeah, like I would feel really confident, especially like I see progress or I'm like, ooh, my abs look good today or like my butt's popping, like whatever. It's nice like to feel that obviously, but now after having done everything, like giving birth to a kid, you're like, it extends so much beyond like a physical, I don't know. Like it's not like, I don't know. Cause I saw one of the questions like in that what we were gonna talk about today. It's like, do you ever compare yourself to your body?
Yes, I'm so curious.
Before?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I don't know, do you?
I feel like comparison is something at first that I did definitely struggle with because I love the gym. So it went in with like not being a, it's such a tough place because I feel like I understood and I gave myself, I said, if I was pregnant for, you know, 9-10 months, I'm giving myself at least 9 to 10 months before I'm even on myself about how I look or how I feel or anything like that. So like I gave myself that time and space of like, I need time to heal. I'm not sleeping. I'm not eating well. Like when I was breastfeeding, like hormones are crazy. You're always hungry. Like everything's just out of whack and your life gets flipped up. So I feel like I was really trying to be patient with myself on that. But no, I definitely would compare like back to my own self. And that's what I didn't like, is I would compare, not even just physically, it's more of like time, right? Because even your schedule completely changes. So I'd be like, man, I used to have so much time and now I don't have time. And like that would hurt me. Or I'd compare to people who didn't have kids and I'm like, they have so much more time in their day to work, to do all these things than I do now. And that was really damaging to my mental health, because that's how I would compare. Not as much about like physically, even though I love the gym and everything, but it was more really just about time and like struggling to find me in that routine again. What do you think?
I agree. My biggest struggle with time, or not my biggest struggle, but I would say to your point, the biggest difference that I've noticed with time now is everything, at least, maybe this is like, I have a 5-month-old baby, maybe it gets better, maybe you're gonna be like, no, like it doesn't, but before having a baby, time was just like, I have, what am I gonna do today? The time was like very like measured by the day or by the week. And now it's by the hour.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel like is the biggest shift. I plan my days on an hour basis.
Like an hour, you know, you have 1 hour a day to do something for you? Like, or just like hour by hour?
Hour by hour.
Okay, yeah. Because you're on such a time schedule. No, for sure. That's how I feel like it was for me until about like 2 years old.
Okay.
Until my son could skip a nap, I was always planned. Because like, oh, I need to be home for the nap. He needs to feed, and it's like hard to go anywhere or do anything because you're like, but like then I'm gonna have to feed him, and then like in the car or in public, or like bring a bottle, or like, oh, this is during his nap time, so like I'm not gonna do that because if they skip their nap, they're gonna be crazy. So like I had a schedule and I had a routine. I know everybody parents differently, but yeah, I feel that hour by hour.
It's like you can't, I don't know, I can't like decide to get my nails done.
Yes.
Anymore. I remember I used to get my nails done and I would be there like rolling my eyes complaining like, this takes so long.
Yeah, you're like an hour and you're like, oh my gosh.
Before kids, like, oh, this takes so long.
Okay, so what do you do now though? What do you do now to like get some of that time in for you still?
Plan. I mean, obviously it's just like there is no more of that. At least right now, the phase I'm in right now, it's not spontaneous.
Okay, yes.
It's not like I can wake up and decide to get my nails done. I'll plan it with my girl Nina a week in advance.
Yes.
And then there's communication with my partner. I'm going to get my nails done on Monday. You know, and that's a difference. Yes. That's so obviously different. And it's like, yeah, I think it's so obvious once you have a kid that it's 24/7.
But until you're in those shoes, you don't. It's something you can't understand or get until you're in there.
Yeah.
How do you feel like your relationship has changed then with your partner, with getting newly married and having a baby? Do you feel like, how's that dynamic?
It's funny because we talk about it all the time. We're like, we did get married, but it's almost like that's not even.
Yeah.
We were already with each other for so many years and mm-hmm. we're married. It's like, whatever. We had a party. Like, yes, we got married, but the big change, having a baby is, we joke, because I'm like, oh, I wish we could get married again and again. He's like, each kid is its own little mini marriage.
Oh, like its own little celebration?
It's its own lifelong commitment.
Yeah, that you're like, doing with each other.
Yeah, that's so cool. Having the baby really, that is what has obviously made the most amount of changes to the relationship itself. I mean, on a positive note, I'm the best mom, and he sees that. So
you
it's like,
are the best mom.
I love that. Like, I love my kid so much, and he sees that, and I know he's just like head over heels, like so obsessed. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And he, same with him. He's obsessed. He's the best dad. He's so hands on. Like there's some things that I'm personally, I can get lazy with, and he will just take the lead. Like when it comes to like there's feeding every 3 hours on a very strict schedule. He's like adamant, and he will take the reins, and he's like, we have to make sure that and I'm like, whoa,
you do that, dad. Sir, you kill it.
Just tell me what time, where, I'll feed him. Just but like there's things that he just really takes the lead on, and I'm like, serve.
Yeah.
And it's really important to pick a good partner, because I definitely thought before having kids, it's a lot easier in theory.
Yes. Like, if we didn't need to sleep or eat or take care of ourselves, it would be easy.
And I remember always thinking, like, having a baby's gonna be so easy, I'll just take it everywhere.
Yeah.
And, like, that was the end of the thought. Which, in retrospect, is so just, like, let's be so for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, but relationship-wise, I mean, we have to actively make effort for dates. That's okay. A big one.
What does that look like?
It looks like me chewing him out if we go too many weeks without a date.
You got to keep that love alive.
Yeah, I'm like...
That's something that can simmer down, but we don't want to simmer it down.
No, we don't want to simmer it down, and it's like...
We want to pump it up.
We want to pump it up. Also, pregnancy was so hot and sexy and steamy. I don't know if that was the case for you.
I know you want to talk about it, and you love talking about it.
It was like, I don't know, I feel like... Before I got pregnant, I was scared, like, how is my sex life going to be if I'm walking around with a crazy stomach? No, it gets good.
It gets good.
It's so good. I miss it. R.I.P.
You miss it?
Yeah.
It's hot. It's just different now.
No, it's still good.
It's still good.
But I know that I'm not done having kids.
Yeah. Because you're excited for that phase. Is that your favorite phase?
It's good.
You made a point. We were talking earlier, and she's like, I made a point to do it every day pregnant.
Who?
You.
No, I wasn't talking about sex.
Who? What are you talking about?
I was talking about 12:30.
Oh my God. Girl, I'm dead.
But I'm dead.
That crumb is me dead on the floor.
I wish I had sex every day pregnant. That's crazy. Every day. I don't even want to have sex every day.
You literally said I do. No. Lauren's like, let's clear the air. No.
I mean, I'm
glad that was fixed.
Yeah, no, that would be fine. Like
12:30 every day is what you did.
Both are equally as important.
That's what you did every day. 12:30.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry a bunch of different stressors. Recently, Darian and I are working through moving, him graduating, taking boards, wrapping up things here in Michigan, and our cross-country move to Florida. Like us, I assume that you also probably have a lot of things that are going on in your life and some stressors, whether they are big or small. And oftentimes we can keep them bottled up and then it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe place for you to get things off of your chest and try to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit. Skincare from the sea. You got that right. I'm introducing you to the brand Osea. If you have not heard of them yet, this company is called OSEA. It stands for Ocean, Sun, Earth, and Atmosphere, and it is an amazing skincare and body care company. This company is vegan and cruelty-free. They're climate neutral certified and ocean positive. It is a clean beauty company. It checks all of the boxes. I love these products so much. I actually gave some away to some of you for the local event so that you could try them as well. Some of the favorite ones that I use are the body oil and lotion, and then I also love the hyaluronic serum and the ID Puff serum. And every time I use them, I feel so luxurious. They also have a few gift sets that are going on for Mother's Day, which is really fun. They have a glow and go facial set and then a golden glow body set. I'm definitely going to get my mom one of these. I just don't know which yet. So go ahead and treat yourself or your mom to the everyday spa experience that you deserve. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code FUNGAINS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head over to OSEAMalibu.com and use code FUNGAINS for 10% off.
Did you work out pregnant?
Yes, I did.
It's a vibe.
It is. I loved it.
Yeah.
A lot of days, it just wouldn't feel good. Like, things would feel a little off. And so I would always walk. And I had a gym that had, like, a cinema. What's it called? Like, you could watch a movie. And they have, like, treadmills and Stairmasters.
That's so Arizona. That was it in Arizona? What's that gym? Yeah.
Wait. What gym did you go to? I forgot that we lived there. I knew that you lived there. But
it's that one. Oh, my God. It's not Mountainside. It's not Mountainside.
The one I went to, Vasa. But does EOS have it, too?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. EOS.
Yeah.
Wow. And you loved your time in Scottsdale.
Oh, my God. I love Scottsdale. I'm, like, Scottsdale's biggest
fan.
Love it.
What's your favorite thing to do there? I need to know.
Drive, chill, nothing. Solo. Be on my own. Driving there is peaceful. Mountains, no traffic.
I will say they have like, it's like 12 lanes. Yeah. You can just drive. Yeah. And the freeways are pretty good.
They're so great. There's mountain views all around.
Yeah.
The plaza's immaculate.
Yes. Sunsets, beautiful. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. Like every day.
Stunning. It's always sunny. It's a show.
Yeah.
Like every day, 7 p.m., it's like showtime. Like it's crazy.
Cameras out.
It's, yes. Of course.
That's fun. Yeah. But you're liking being back in Miami. I like family. It. Does it help having family by you?
I enjoy having family around me, and I enjoy having friends from all my life around me, especially with a baby. Like, I'm particular with, like, people even I hang out with, no baby. I'm just, like, careful. I'm careful with people. I really like to be around good moral people, good character people, and especially with a baby. I think it just really heightened. And I feel a lot more comfortable being around people I've known my entire life.
Oh, for sure. Because they have that back history.
Yeah. It's like, I know you. I know your families.
Yes.
Your family knows my family. I know. It's like very, it feels safer in that regard.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's actually something I don't really have. Because my dad is in the Army. So I grew up moving. So I never had those like, I mean, I have good, you know.
But not for lifers.
It, you know, it's just different. Yeah. It's different when, like, that's your childhood rooted.
Yes. College and is, they, like, go back. College is childhood adjacent.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. That's cool, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we have to say, Gymshark did bring us together for this podcast.
Yay.
Gymshark 66, talking about goals. They say 66 days to create a habit.
Yep.
Right? Do you have any goals or habits that you want to have for this year that you're thinking of?
Just be the best mom. Like that is where my head's at right now. That is where all my energy goes. Just be the best mom. Be grateful for everything in every moment. Just have gratitude at the foundation of it. And then that kind of skews your day typically in a good direction. If gratitude is at the basis, at the foundation of just how you kind of operate, that's what I've learned. And other goals, I mean, I think like just more practical goals. I really do try to do little things by myself, for myself, as often as I can, obviously given the circumstances, because that really, I show up a better version of myself. I do, like for my own kid. If I do 12:30, if I sneak off to do something, once a week I do something, I really show up a better version of myself.
I second that because I feel like it's so tough, and I feel like going back to like social media, sometimes mom can get a negative vibe, and I feel like when I first was sharing that I was a mom, people would say things like, oh, well, if you're on social media, like you obviously don't care about your kid, like go be with your kid. And I'm like,
wait, what?
I'm like, why can't we have like a distinguishing? Like people always say like your life ends when having a kid, but it's like, it's still my first life. Even if I had a kid when I'm young in my young 20s, like that doesn't mean I still don't have 50 or 70 years of my life, my first time living it. So I think it's so important to still
100%. And also like that. If you're a kid, right? Like if I'm a kid, I always put myself in his shoes.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, okay, what do I want if I'm you? I would rather have a cool mom that's out there doing things, like experiencing life, telling me about it, bringing me along sometimes. Like I want a mom that's like cool and doing things and living. I don't know if I would want my mom to just be one lane. That's like not fun.
Yeah.
It's not fun in a friend. You know, so that's, I don't know. I try to live my life because I'm like, well, that's what's fun about me.
I love. Yeah, it is. That is what's fun about you.
Yeah.
You're such a fun person.
Oh, thanks. You're fun, too.
Thanks. Do you feel like as a mom, like if someone else listening or watching this was like, I'm a little bit scared to be a mom, or they are a new mom and they're having a hard time finding themselves again, do you have any tips to help them with that? Like what would your advice be? You're having a chit chat with a girl.
When I feel like that, and it's like there's no way to not feel that, I feel like, because I don't know, I think the way that I like to think about it, at least for me, is I still am the same person that I was, but I'm way better and cooler now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like way cooler, better now that I'm a mom and have the best baby. I feel like better. So I don't know. I like, obviously life is not going to be exactly the same as it was with freedom, with flexibility, with no responsibility, but to think that it would be is like not realistic. I don't know. And I do also tell myself like life is so long. I'm glad personally I had a kid young.
Yeah.
And like now I just turned 26. I'm the only one in my friend group that has a kid.
Okay.
And I don't feel like I'm missing out.
That's good.
Like, I feel like they're missing out.
Yeah, you're like, no, this is actually where it's at.
Yeah.
This like, is so fun.
Seriously.
It is really fun.
Yeah.
I love that. I feel like even to this day now, though, I do struggle with prioritizing myself. That's something I am working on, I feel like, a lot, because I get even stressed to, like, spend the time to get ready in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Same. Because I'm trying to balance, like, work. And then trying to balance, you know, being a mom and then me, I come last always.
Yeah.
That's how I'm trying to fix things, I feel like.
So when you do stuff like this, do you feel like it makes you better? Like, does this make you feel more like yourself when you're doing a podcast, when you're traveling? Like, is that what you think scratches the itch for you?
I think I am actually very glad that I'm able to work and still be a mom, because I think it does. It helps me find that identity source of like, oh, this is me, this is mine, I'm still Brittany. While I'm a mom, I still have these things that are mine, and oh, I do have my own thoughts, and I can have adult conversations, because sometimes it's been days and it's just me and my son, and I'm like,
oh my gosh,
oh my gosh, people,
oh my god, hi,
I know how to talk, what's hello. Yeah. So I think it does help, but I think I still need to work on that, like, self-care, self-love. Like, it's okay to take 20 minutes in the morning to curl your hair and do your makeup.
Like, do you ever like let him watch or like hang out with you while you do it? Yeah, that's what I do.
And like, he sometimes will like it, so I'll like pretend to do mascara. Like, I'll pull it out, but I'll just like do my finger on his eyelash. Yeah. He's like, oh, or like I'll do blush, and you know, he'll use my brushes. So I actually love that point of it's fun to have them like incorporate, like just include them on everything.
That's what I do.
Are so curious about everything. Just do it with them.
Yeah.
So that it. I love that. Yeah.
And then honestly, just like taking turns with.
Yep.
I'm direct with that stuff though. Like,
that's what's like, tricky with me right now. With our schedules, it's just.
Yeah. You have to honestly like. Yeah. Sometimes there's trickier conversations with that.
Yeah.
But if you have them and you get comfortable having them, I feel like it's like.
It's so much easier. So much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do people want to know? Probably about your moving.
Yeah.
And you just told us that you redecorated.
I redecorated.
It's hot. We want to see pics.
It's hot.
Can we see pics?
Yeah.
She literally was just showing me her Instagram picture, letting us pick which one should she post. Hot. The green couch. There's so much light. Yeah.
No, yeah. Like we're in Miami right now. Again, all the reasons I told you, being around people we know. Yeah. It's just like the vibe for right now. And I wanted to put together a space that leaned into that. Mm-hmm. Like, Miami's fun.
It is.
You know, like.
It's fun. It's wild. It's vibrant. It's got so much.
Yeah. It's like going room on. To play. There's room to like lean into that. And I wanted to still do it in a way that was elegant and grown. Because now I'm like, I feel 10 years older after having a kid. First of all.
Yep.
Why? That's like really sad.
Honestly, like, even though I feel really young, like I know I'm young, it just. I don't know. It makes me feel older because all my friends don't have kids. So I'm like, I don't know. It just automatically makes me feel like I'm older.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're rolling with it. We surrender.
We surrender. Yeah.
We're here. Yeah. We wanted this.
We're good.
We take it.
Yeah.
We're good.
We're good. So yeah. So yeah. Putting together the house, I wanted a space that felt more mature, like grown up. And it's cute. I've been doing like, I don't know how to describe the vibe. I would say it's like a mid-century modern, but like elegant, not too kooky, crazy, just like cool pieces. Cool.
Some statements,
but a lot of simplicity.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait.
Unless it's more. I had a crazy apartment before. I was like telling her about it, but yeah, I had an apartment that I put together before. I don't know if it was pregnancy brain or what. There was a lot of factors. Pregnancy brain is me being very generous, but that place was nuts. My room was like green. Everything was like 50 different colors. I painted the ceiling blue. It was nuts. It was a really wacky town. Yeah. So now I've put together this like gorge house and I'm like, okay, we're good.
Are you going to do a full house tour of how it all looks? Have you done it already?
Ish. Okay. I'm going to do like a full one.
Okay.
And then I'm done with the home.
You've been doing some
content
of your rooms, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've seen some of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just ready to be done with the home content.
Yes.
So I'm like,
you want to get back. Yeah. Get back to it.
Yeah. Just so much. Because I wasn't planning for the flop. I was really planning for like buy Arizona, slay.
Yes.
But there was a flop in between that has been dragging out this whole like interior design process, which I never intended my channel to be. I'm like, I'm ready to like stop this now. It's hot in there. We're done. Back to like get ready with me. Like we're good.
I love get ready with me's.
Me too.
They're just so fun.
Yeah.
Chat, get ready.
Yeah.
An excuse to get ready.
Yeah.
You're filming it. It's work.
Fully.
Two in one.
That's like the story of my life.
What have I been doing with my life? Is that what I need to do?
Just 100%. No, literally 100%.
Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1,500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank grill.
First things that come out of my mouth, I'm like, wow, you look so gorgeous in your outfit. Are you kidding me? Full denim. I'm jaw on the floor.
But you know what I do? I'm such a pro at angling my pictures to look tall. You don't have to worry about that. You're like, what, 5'7"? Yeah, I'm good at that. You're...
Lauren.
Lauren.
Did you just say I'm 5'7"?
You're not?
I'm 5'2".
You're my height?
Are you 5'2"?
Yeah.
You're wearing heels. I'm 5'2". We're going to have to measure.
So were you scared about getting pregnant because you were short?
Yeah, a little bit. But I also was like, I want to get pregnant, so I don't care.
Okay, yeah. I mean,
like,
obviously.
What happens to my body happens. But yeah, I was like, I wonder if I'll just...
I just remember being like, I'm so short. Like, I don't really have like that much space for it to go.
Yeah.
I feel like
I was like, I'm going to get a huge belly.
Yeah.
And I feel like I did. My belly was big.
Was it?
But it was like...
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I kind of missed it, actually.
Yeah.
Like, after you have a baby, it's like so squishy.
Yeah.
Right? Oh my gosh, I loved it. Because I could just like... punch it.
I didn't love that squishiness.
I kind of did.
I was like, hello.
You're like, can we tie him back up?
I'm like, wait. Hello? It's really squishy, but it really is your legit uterus going small.
Yeah. And I don't know. It was like so comforting to me.
What?
I was like, I did it. No, because I was like, I did it. Like, that's like.
That's OD positivity.
Wow.
Comforting? Wow. I wish. No slay.
Okay, I mean, it wasn't comforting when I couldn't fit into any clothes. That was tough.
Yeah, and I remember I was really delusional. I like tried to get back in my jeans after 3 weeks. I'm like, obviously they're gonna fit.
There's some that I've held on to because I just haven't worn, and I'm like, why do I own these? Like this move, we're about to move, and I'm like, I am something that I haven't worn here while I've lived in Michigan. Like goodbye.
Yeah,
you're not moving with me, and there's a lot.
Yeah,
so I need to just.
Did your hips change after?
Yes.
In a good way, you think?
I think I'm a lot wider.
Yeah.
Me and, like, too. I'll look back at old pictures, I'm like, wow.
Yeah. But you think why? Like, I like it, though.
I do, too. I feel like a woman.
Yeah.
I really do. And I feel unbeatable. As like, after you have a kid, I feel like you just can take on anything.
Yes.
It's like, I literally did that.
Yeah. Same. I'm like, yes.
What's one thing you would tell your younger self?
One thing I would tell my younger self is be excited. Be excited about life. Be grateful. And yeah, trust in God. Like, girl, you're just enjoy. Like, I don't know. I feel like when you're young, there's so much uncertainty.
Yes.
And so much like fear. Cause especially I remember being like 16, 17, you really don't know where your life is going to go. And I remember you really, at that age, there's a lot of people expecting you to have it figured out.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? What are you going to be? What are you going to do? What are you going to be? I'm like, I'm 16.
Yeah. You're like, what?
Yeah.
I'm playing volleyball tomorrow.
Yeah. Or like, I just remember being like, oh my God, I don't know.
There was a lot of pressure around that as a kid.
I think it's weird that we're all supposed to figure out what we want to be at 16.
Do you feel like, how you said you were 15 when you started Vine?
Yeah.
Do you feel like that pressure was even more on you because you had started that? I mean, did you have fame pretty early on from Vine? I can't believe I remember I was talking to a friend and she was like, oh my gosh, no, she started on Vine. I was like, why did I not? I needed to stalk your old Vine. You can't find them though.
I mean, oh, there's compilations if you look them up.
I'm going to.
I mean, like, I don't think I had that pressure because for me it was just like, I didn't think it was going to be a 10-year situation.
True. Okay.
I thought it was just fun. I'm like, I'm literally 16. This is so fun. Mm-hmm. La, la, la. Like, I really actually didn't think I would be able to grow it and keep on doing it, which has been the best because obviously it's what I love to do. And it's crazy that I've been able to do it this long.
Yeah.
But it's the best.
Do you feel like you have a highlight or a couple moments that you would pick out that are like favorites over the years? Some highs, some lows?
Yeah, just the whole thing. The whole thing. Good.
Specifically, is there like somebody that you got to meet or an event you got to go to?
It was just like all good. Like, I don't know. Like when I first moved to LA, I was 16. I came from super strict parents or 17. Super strict, super strict. Was not allowed to do anything. And I'm 17 living in my own in LA. So much fun. Crazy. And that's when it was fun in LA. Like, I feel like
before. Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, by yourself?
By myself.
Lauren.
With all my little internet friends going out.
Oh, yeah.
In that LA.
The pinnacle of
17 fun. Years old.
Yep.
So fun.
And then you said that's how you met your husband? In LA?
I met him in LA, but years after that.
Okay,
phase.
Yeah. Obviously, not when you're 17.
No.
But while you were living in LA.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
We were neighbors in a Hollywood apartment.
Oh, my gosh.
And there was like a rooftop party that the building threw. They never had another one, and they never had one before. So it was kind of like they made it just for us to fall in love. Mm, they just had a rooftop party. I saw him gorge. I was like, gorge. But I never thought it would amount to anything. We were just friends.
Yeah.
Friends
till you hooked up, and now you have a baby. You're married.
Yeah.
And having a great life together.
Yeah. How did you meet your husband?
Party.
Yeah.
Parties.
Love them. This is your sign to do your makeup tonight and go out.
Go out. Yeah, we're going to go out tonight. I'm going to go out tonight.
If you invite me out, how many days are you guys here? I want to go out. I'm looking for any excuse to be like, Henny, you have to take the baby. It's for work. Gymshark wants to talk about
Gymshark, something. Gymshark, will you just take us to Delilah? Take us to Delilah. Can I treat our guest too?
Like, we have to talk about some future opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah, Gymshark 66. Yeah. Our goal is to have friendship. Yes. And we are going to exercise on that dance floor by shaking it.
At Delilah. Honestly, yeah, you should go there before you depart.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Before I depart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where are you going next?
Home.
Oh, damn.
Then I'm going to somewhere special to buy a house or look at houses. We are moving. Not to Miami, but close.
Me acting same like I state. Don't know where. I'm like, whoa.
Some state.
Yeah, me acting like I don't know where.
Wait, did I tell you where?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm so excited.
My lips are sealed.
I know. I try not to say the city.
Everybody's moving there.
Really?
Yeah. People that I grew up with, at least, it's like the new hot whatever, apparently. Everybody's young.
Everybody's fun. So young, and it's so family-oriented. Yeah. I'm like hoping it doesn't blow up too much. That's why I'm like, I'm not gatekeeping, because people know.
Yeah.
But I am also...
People know. People know about it.
The people know.
She's not low-key by any means.
No.
She's not Boca Raton, but she's not.
Yeah.
She's not low-key.
I'm excited.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
My life is going to change. Do you know in Detroit we like hardly see sun?
No, I can't do that.
Mm-mm. It's sad.
Detroit.
It's been good. It's been a good time. It's been good for the season.
You're like bikini ready and everything.
Girl, I'm living in my bikini.
Yeah.
I brought so many. Am I going to wear them? Who knows? But I might wear them just in my room and go,
I'm dead.
I'm here.
I'm dead. Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming on today's episode.
Thank you. This is fun.
Yeah. Excited to give the 12-3-30 girls
some content. Was this at least 30 minutes?
Yeah.
They're going to be pissed if it's not.
It, It should be. Has it been 30 minutes?
30 minutes minimum.
Okay. We did it. Check mark.
Yay.
Are you gonna start your own podcast now for the 12 through 30 girls?
I kind of want to start my own podcast, like 30-minute episodes.
Yeah. Was it Hot Girl Walks?
I think it should be Hot Girl Talk.
Hot Girl Talks,
but
yes.
Then I don't know if you see that without context, if you're like, this girl thinks she's hot.
No.
You know, it's a little weird.
I don't know, because if it's hot...
You know what I mean? Because, yeah.
I think if it was just like...
Or just the 12 through 30, I don't know.
Yeah, or even if it was just the picture of the treadmill, like, wasn't your face, then...
But there needs to be something to type in.
No, it does, yeah. It does.
Let me know. I feel like this is actually a great audience.
Yeah,
to ask.
You guys have to let us know.
You guys are trendy. You guys are fit.
They know.
You guys are in the gym.
They have the best advice. I swear, if I'm like, what should I do? They're like, I'm like, thank you. Because I couldn't come up with a better answer myself. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to give everybody a place where they can find you on social media if they don't already follow you or know who you are?
Guys, I'm chronically online. You can find me everywhere. There's not one platform I'm not posting on way too much. Lauren Giraldo. Very easy to find. Try 12 through 30 if you haven't tried it already.
Do it. Yeah. Do you want to say what 12 through 30 is if anybody listening or watching doesn't actually know what it is?
It's the most iconic workout. It's very easy. You don't have to think. You don't have to do much. You just left foot, right foot, 12 incline, 3 speed, 30 minutes on the treadmill.
Just like that.
I mean, it sounds a lot easier when you say it like that. It takes a little bit of getting used to, for sure. It's hard, low key. But if you're starting out, just divide it into two halves. 15 minutes, break, water break, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, next 15 minutes.
You got it. It's so funny because I just remember all the TikToks popping up of 12-3-30.
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
Yeah.
Helping the girls out.
It's the best.
Great place to start.
Yep.
Love it. Well, thank you all for listening. And if you're watching, thanks for watching. And we'll see you all next week for some more fun and gains. Bye.
Bye.
You are listening to the Fun and Gains podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton. Thank you for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Make sure you come back next week for some more fun and gains.
Bye, I love you. Fun and Gains family, bye. Make sure to comment. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.